Module 10, Key Steps. There's another admonition to not rest on your laurels. Laurels were wreathed crowns won in the Roman Empire during athletic competition. They symbolized victory and the pain it takes to achieve. They were never intended to become pillows upon which to rest your head on your past accomplishments. There are several factors that success depends on to gain it and keep it. Many companies are learning the lesson the hard way to not let past achievement be any kind of guarantee of future success. 6 Success Factors. Number 1, a good plan. Success doesn't just happen by accident. A well-developed business plan is the blueprint for any organization's success. Number 2, effective communication. Throughout the entire organization, there must be a clear and effective communication with a full understanding of each member's roles and responsibilities. Number 3, managed stakeholders. Each individual who has an interest in the future of the organization must be connected to the group, understand their role, and have a properly functioning voice in the network. Number 4, accurate measurements. Growth and progress should be visible and measurable with each monthly meeting. Stakeholders should be informed about the progress their efforts are making. Number 5, constant review. Each team member must be able to go back and, if needed, relearn the basic steps that make success happen. Those that had experienced success in the past can rekindle the flame and regain their successful formula. Number 6, being proactive. Members take action to solve problems before they occur. Staying customer-focused. Companies that stay customer-focused are the ones that have the phones ringing with customers wanting to make a deal. Many employees fall into the delusion that the company exists for them to have a place to work. That could not be farther from the truth. The best way to keep your job safe and the company making a profit is to stay customer-centered. Treating your customer well, meeting their needs, and guaranteeing their satisfaction will get them to talk about your company and choose you over the competition. The following 5 steps are ways to stay customer-focused. Number 1, identify the customer's name. Find out the customer's name and use it often in the conversation. Number 2, use inclusive pronouns. You and we pronouns include the customer and build a bond with him or her. Avoid talking about yourself as much as possible. Number 3, focus on needs. Continue to talk about how the product or service will meet their needs. Number 4, focus on wants. Talk about how the product or service is something they obviously want to own. Number 5, focus on fears. Eliminate and overcome their fears with guarantees and credible claims. The art of telephone persuasion. Convincing a customer to do business with you over the phone is an art. There is no set magic words or mathematical equation to utter. Each salesperson can have a somewhat personalized approach. As an artist, the seller needs to intuitively imagine themselves in the role of their buyer and feel what they are feeling. Try to think their thoughts and find a way to overcome their fears. Within the first couple of words, the seller must convince the customer that they are worthy of trust. With tone of voice, politeness, and lots of empathy, the seller must ask for the right to be heard and then must listen more than they talk. By using words to paint a picture of the benefits of owning the product, the seller must only be a guide to help the buyer take what they really want and need and make it their own. Telephone selling techniques. Speak from an erect sitting position or standing up. Make sure your voice is projecting properly. Use a wireless headset instead of a handheld phone. This will allow you to add hand gestures and to speak more emphatically with greater vocal quality and expressiveness. Use a calm, unhurried tone of voice. This will allow the customer to listen in a calm, non-threatening way to you as you describe a solution to their needs. Be informed as much as possible about the person or company you are talking to. Visit their website, read their biographical information, and use their personal and professional name and title often. Case study. Pat has been a sales associate with Company X for the past 20 years. When asked how she is so successful, Pat simply responded, "I made my fair share of mistakes and learned from them." When pressed further, Pat explained that when she first started with a company, her only focus was on making money by any means necessary. She later discovered that there is an art to selling, and without it, skill would only take her so far. For example, Pat has always been one to react to problems rather than proactively creating a response before they occur, until one day when she got a call from a customer who said she wanted to purchase $100,000 worth of products. All Pat could think about was her commission and hurriedly agree to and process the sale. After hours of paperwork, Pat discovered that Company X doesn't conduct business with the country in which the prospect lived. As a result, Pat had to undo all of the work she did and call the customer with the bad news. After several years on the job, Pat became very confident in her ability to sell and felt like she could do it with her eyes closed. In fact, she did close her eyes one day. The customer on the other end of the line, who was considering business with Company X and another company, told Pat that she sounded bored and unprofessional and decided to take her business elsewhere. From that day on, Pat realized she must maintain an upright posture and smile when she spoke to customers.